Hello, darling. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you, although it's a little worrying that a spy can be that easily startled. But I guess it's a shock to see me, right? I should be in Boston. Oh, nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. In fact, everything is fantastic. Really, it is. I have fantastic news. And I mean really fantastic news. And I thought I would come and share it with you, my best friend. The only one I ever really trusted. The only person who always had my back. I mean, when I was burned, you were there for me. You helped me out. You're the reason I didn't go crazy. You're the reason I didn't do something stupid. Because you're my best friend. So, of course, when I found out who actually burned me, I had to come and tell you. Because you're my best friend. You've always got my back. And why do you look so worried? Oh, I know why. Because you burned me. Aren't you going to deny it? You know, it's kind of insulting that you're not denying it. You're just going to admit it. Oh, because we both know it was you. Yeah. We both know that it was you who burned me. You know, of all the people I fought, out of you know, being a spy, you get used to being betrayed. You get used to being double-crossed. You get used to not trusting anyone. But then there was you. And you, well, you just snuck in under my radar. You just. I always trusted you. The minute you told me to take your hand and to jump off the cliff, I trusted you. And that's just really dumb for a spy. I mean, that's like first day of training dumb. But I did it. And I still don't know why. I mean, it's not because you're gorgeous. I mean, lots of spies are gorgeous. It's not because you're funny. Lots of spies are funny. It's because you're you. And that meant a lot to me, having someone I could trust. Guess I'm an idiot. Oh, it's not like that. Oh, it's not like that. Oh. Do you know what happened when I found out it was you? I could feel my heart break. I mean, you were the only thing I still had. Well, you and Mickey, but let's face it, Mickey is Mickey. But you, oh, that was tough. And now you know why I'm here. You know exactly why I'm here. Do it. What do you mean, do? What, you think I'm going to shoot you? Are you bloody insane? You're my best friend. Yes, yes, I know I said I was going to shoot the person who got me burned, but not you, because you're my best friend. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm pissed. I am super pissed. I am so, so pissed at you. So annoyed. I mean, you got me burned? What the hell? I mean, that's harsh. Like, super, super harsh. I mean, come on. Burned? In Boston? Boston? Not even in London. What was wrong with London? Oh, there were people who wanted to kill me in London. There were people who wanted to kill me everywhere! But Boston? Do you know what happened in Boston? Yes, yes, I am talking about the tea. So, overreacting. Overreacting! I am not overreacting. They threw tea in the harbour. That is not something you can overreact about. And also, did I mention Mickey? I'm having to stay with Mickey. With Mickey! Do you know what it's like to stay with Mickey? Do you? Don't get me wrong. He's great. He's fantastic. He's just... Mickey. No tea and Mickey. What? You think I'm going to drink tea in Boston? Again, day one training, stupid. No. No English person drinks tea in Boston. It's a point of principle. You burned me. In Boston. In Boston. Oh no, I'm still annoyed about being burned. Because I was a great spy. I was a fantastic spy. I was an okay spy. A little bit clumsy, but I got the job done. And we got to go on missions together. We got to spend all that time together in, you know, dodgy apartments when it was just you and me, and it was really, you know, nice. And then you burned me. And I mean, I could understand if you didn't want to be my best friend anymore, but you're still my best friend. Even more my best friend, because you're the only one I've got now. Well, and Mickey, but Mickey doesn't count because Mickey is Mickey. Why? Why did you burn me? I just want to know. I need to know. Why did you burn me? Emma? You no 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 no. Stop. Just no, don't say anything. You burned me because of Emma? Are you two dating? Are you dating Emma? Are you kidding me? She is not good enough for you. She is sneaky. She is not that bad. She did give me a teapot. But no. She is sneaky. She's a spy. I mean, we're all spies. Only I'm not a spy because I was burned. For Emma? For Emma? Darling, you could have just told me. I would have been fine with you dating. I would have been, okay, not completely fine, but I would have gotten used to it. And you know, being a spy is a dangerous profession. She might have died. I wouldn't have killed her. Okay, I might have. But, wow, I can't believe you burned me over that. Oh, you didn't burn me over that. You're married to Emma? You're not married to Emma. Thank fuck. So, why did you burn me for Emma? Not for Emma, because of Emma. Because you want to date her? Because she wants to kill me?
She doesn't want to kill me. We're friends. Me and Emma. I mean, she gave me a teapot.
A teapot with a tracker in? Why would you put a tracker in a teapot? I mean, that would... She put a tracker in a teapot. But I thought she liked me. She gave me a teapot.
I love that teapot. I take it everywhere.
Sneaky little bitch. She... So, Emma wants to kill me.
Why? What did I do to her?
Are you shitting me? Emma plotted to kill me because I got Employee of the Month for a third time?
That girl's got issues. She's got real issues. I mean, she put a tracker in a teapot. And I mean, that is... Wow. But I mean, she's just a spy.
Oh, she's a double agent. Oh. Oh, that wouldn't be good. I mean, she could get me killed. And unless... unless I wasn't a spy anymore. So you burn me to protect me. You burn me because you love me. As a friend. Not as a friend. So you burn me because you love me? Not as a friend. So... this is... so I'm still annoyed. I'm still very, very annoyed. Because Boston... I mean, Boston. Oh, you figured it'd be the safest place for me, did you? What about Bradford? What about Hull? Okay, I take that back. Boston is not that bad compared to Bradford or Hull. I wish you had just told me. I wish you had just told me. We could have settled it like spies. We could have. We would have been killed. I mean, the two of us against the agency and Emma. Bitch, can't believe you put a tracker in my teapot. Who puts a tracker in a teapot? A sick person, that's who. What? I'm not annoyed at you. I am annoyed at you, but not for the... I just wish you had told me. I know. It's just... I really missed you. I really, really missed you. It's not the same. I mean, we used to spend all our time together. Training. Surveillance. And I really like spending all my time with you because you're my best friend. Because I'm in love with you. I'm just not very good at relationships. It's a thing, you know, when you're a spy, you don't really do long term, but with you, it is long term. And I've never had a best friend before, and it took me a while to realise that the feelings I have for you aren't just best friend feelings. It's more. And when I got burned, that is what was hardest, not being with you all the time. Worrying about you all the time, because I was so worried because I wasn't there to keep you safe. I had nightmares about it. I know I never have nightmares, but the thought of you being in danger. No, don't apologize. I get why you did it. I do. I just wish there'd been another way. Because I love you so much. I really, really do. And now being burned is going to suck so much more. Why? Because I know that you love me now, and I can't... because I can't put you in danger, and... what? Who of the what now? But you said that we couldn't take down Emma and the agency. You've been... you've been... are you an idiot? Do you know how dangerous that... Emma is a double agent! She could have killed you! Not the point! So not the point! So you think we can take them all down now? Together? You mean we get to work together? You mean, yay? I mean, it would be nice. I mean, yay. Well, I've said that I love you and you said that you love me and I'm a spy and I'm smooth and I know how to seduce people. Can I kiss you, please? I mean, you did burn me. You burnt me. And so you should kiss me because that's a winning argument. What? I am smooth. I'm very smooth and I really love you. I really love you. I love you so much. But seriously, Boston. Boston? No, we are not going to Boston for our honeymoon. We're getting married. As a cover, right? For the mission. For that. That's a ring. You're proposing now? You're proposing? You burnt me and you're proposing? And I'm going to say yes? What is wrong with us? You're right. Spies are just messed up people. You know, Emma, she put a track in my teapot. How sick is that? I am not getting over that. She violated my teapot. Really nice ring. It's got a tracker in. Oh, you're so romantic. Oh, I love you. So we're going to take her down. Yay. Can I smash a teapot over her head, please? Come on, it'll be perfect. I'll come up with the perfect line. Time for tea. Okay, I'll come up with something better. What? I haven't been a spy for a long time. I'm out of practice. But you know, if we make out a bit, it'll come back to me. What? I'm smooth. And we're engaged. We're engaged. I love you. Can we get a corgi? With a jetpack. We're spies. I am not strange. I would never put a tracker in a teapot. I love you too. So are we gonna make out? Yay!